Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Wilson. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Dick Hauser. Batting second. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Fred Whitfield. Batting sixth. The catcher, Duke Sims. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Kelly. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Kelly. And now, play ball. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Cash moves to second. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cash scores. Kaline moves to third. It's 1-0, Tigers. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt takes first base on ball 4. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Tigers. Bob Allen now pitching. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Whitfield scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield strikes out. One out. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-1 in the game. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wirt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Wirt reaches second base with a double. Northrup goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Tigers. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-1 in the game. Freehan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Landis pinch hits for Bob Allen. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is hit by the pitch. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Kralik now pitching. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Whitfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cashes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Northrup reaches second base with a double. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Northrup moves to third. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a line drive towards third. Alvis catches it and steps on third to double up Northrup. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-1 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown strikes out. Two outs. Jack Kralik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kralik hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Wilson, and towards Lump, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-2 in the game. Freehan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kralik fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sims fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Northrup hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Trusiewski now playing second base. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trusiewski misplays the ball. That's an error on Trusiewski. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Whitfield moves to second. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Whitfield moves to third. Two outs. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Wirt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 0-for-3 in the game. Freehan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wirt moves to second. Dick Raditz now pitching. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Wirt moves to third. Freehan moves to second. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McAuliffe hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Trusiewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trusiewski strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cashes at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cashes 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wirt scores. Freehan scores. Wilson moves to third. It's 7-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wilson scores. Cash moves to second. It's 8-0, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cash moves to third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Stanley pinch runs for Al Kaline. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Northrup hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raditz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Stanley now playing center field. Chico Salmon pinch hits for Dick Raditz. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton pinch hits for Dick Hauser. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trasuski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John O'Donohue now pitching. Chico Salmon now playing second base. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Horton strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Freehan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wagner is called out on strikes. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Whitfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitfield hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-1, Tigers. Duke Sims is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sims is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sims hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-3 in the game. Alvis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Horton. Alvis reaches second base with a double. Sims moves to third. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.